Here we have Jessica asking me questions about my singing extraordinariness.
Hey, you're Jessica here from MZRQ. Thanks for favoriting. I just want to know, what is the hardest song that you have found the most challenging to sing here in America? Hope you're having a good weekend.
Jessica, you are very more than welcome. For my favoriting of your beautiful station. This is a good question. What is most difficult song for Yurik to sing? I was very, very famous singer in my village in the old country, but I come to United States. I would have to say most difficult song is the Spangled Banner. The Spangled Banner is so hard, but I have conquered it. Excuse me, clearing throat, getting ready. I have conquered this song, and I sent in my tape to San Francisco Giants, and I will be singing this song at an afternoon game in summertime next year. It is going to be amazing. I will show you how I sing it. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is, I'm using the YouTubes to help me. Okay, it is very beautiful, but difficult song. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleamings, whose broad stripes and brightest stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we were watching were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets, red glarings, the bombs going boom boom and bursting in air, gave proofages through the nighttime that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the lands of the free and the homes of the brave? That is where I am now in my practicings. It is even going to be better. I know that's amazing that it can get better than this, but it can. I have my riffs working. Okay, thank you for call-ins. Love you. Keep your pants on. Mwah! Hello, everybody. This is Yurik with my life coaching tip for today. Okay, this is for all of you lovers out there. All of you are thinking of marrying a new wife or second wife or a stable wife, adding to it. Here's what I need to tell you. If you have new woman, sexy woman, with nice little mustache and one eyebrow, first, before you marry her, find her mother and have her mother take off her shoes, which can be difficult, but just say to mother-in-law, hey, mother-in-law, baby, I heard you have very sexy feet, let me see. And then you look at her feet, and if she has a toenail on big toes that look like claws, you know, like claw toenails, like eagle talon, this is sign. Do not marry this woman. Do not marry her daughter, because when she gets old, she will have eagle talon toenails. It is disgusting. Okay? It is a way of preventing discordations in later lives. It will disgust you. You won't want to touch this person with the talon toenail. Ah! One of my wives, her mother has this. It haunts me. She's still young. She's beautiful. But I know one day She will have talent to nail. Okay, that is your life tip coaching for today. I hope you are not too hot. Unless you are hot. Kidding. All right. Goodbye. Keep your pants on. Mwah.
Yurik, it's your BFF, Candace, a.k.a. That Spicy Mix. I just wanted to call in and let you know that you sang the Star Spangled Banner beautifully. Beautifully. You have such an amazing singing voice. I just want to share that with you. Anyway, gotta go. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
And this is example of a woman who would become one of my wives if available, but not. But that's all fine because I'm so busy with the others. Anyway, much love. Keep your pants on. Mwah. I don't know what this next segment is, but I find it intriguing. Very intriguing, most satisfying. Hello, everyone. I have been discovering Mr. John Denver. He is amazing. Here we go. Sunshine under my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes will make you cry. Sunshines on the waters look so bubbly. Sunshines almost always makes you higher. Great song by Mr. John Denvers. Okay, goodbye everyone. Have fun. Bye. I love you. Mwah.